Okay, so we're in Perek Shnayim V'Esrim. A lot of people have tried to create metaphors for the interaction between our two worlds. We live in two worlds. Where are we supposed to live? Are we supposed to be angels and escape this world? We certainly can't be anchored to this world exclusively. Parshas Vayetze, next week's Parsha, Sula Mutzav Arza, Rosh HaMagi HaShemayim, probably one of the most classic metaphors to capture how we relate to the two worlds. This world is Erev Shabbos, the next world is Shabbos. This is preparing for the trip to the sea, the next world is the trip to the sea, this is the entranceway. Each one of those metaphors is a very, very different hierarchy, a very different dynamic about how to relate to the two worlds. Today we're going to study Elazar ben Azariah's metaphor for the two worlds. And his metaphor is about the interaction between Torah and Ma'asim Tovim. Now it's not clear whether Ma'asim Tovim, what the scope is, but it's probably mitzvos as well as just, not just mitzvos per se, and not just acts of chesed, but also just being involved in the affairs of this world, being a good community member, being a good neighbor, being a good husband, in ways that you can't concretize or quantify as a mitzvah. Just derech eretz, what we call, being part of the way of human behavior. So, as we said yesterday, Reb Chanina Mendoza studied the relationship between Yirat Shamayim and Chachma, as Yochanan ben Zakkai added to it. And today, we have the second statement of Reb Chanina Mendoza, amplified by Reb Elazar ben Azariah. So this is Reb Chanina Mendoza's general statement, which we have in Perkei Avos, but the amplification of Reb Elazar ben Azariah, which gives us the metaphor, only appears in Avos of Masa. So let's listen here. Reb Chanina Mendoza said, Kol Shema'asav Merubav Mechachmaso Chachmaso Miskayenas. Ain masa, believe in chachma. So, if you have too much chachma, not enough maisa, then your masa, then your chachma will dissipate. That's what Reb Chanina Mendoza said. It could have been a statement about chachma, not necessarily Torah. It's hard to know what exactly he meant because these are just short little maxims. It had more meat and potatoes, more explanation. So, Elazar ben Azariah explained it. Im ain Torah in derech eretz. Kol sheyesh bo masin tovim v'lamad Torah harbe. If you learned a lot of Torah and you also are full of Ma'asim Tovim, you're like a tree planted by the bank of a river with very deep roots. And he invokes the pasuk in the beginning of Tehillim, you won't easily be swayed from that bank. But if you've learned a lot of Torah and you have very little chachma, very little Ma'asim Tovim, you're like a tree with very flimsy roots on the bank of a river, and a easy wind will blow you away. So Elazar ben Azariah creates a metaphor. The relationship between Torah and Ma'asim Tovim, / Derech Eretz, can be probed by the metaphor of a tree on the bank of a river. Let's take this very slowly. How many elements are there in the scene of a tree on the bank of a river with deep roots? Four. The water, the ground, the tree, and the roots. So what's the water? Torah, obviously. What's the tree? The human being. What's the ground? This world, by the side of the water. What are the roots? Ma'asim Tovim. So a person is a tree. The Ma'asim Tovim are the roots. The bank of the river are this world. And the water is, of course, something beyond this world. The Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah. So if you have Torah and Ma'asim Tovim, you've got thick roots, and you can entrench yourself by the bank of the river, the bank of Torah. If you don't have Ma'asim Tovim, then you may have Torah, but your roots are very weak and you won't entrench yourself. There are at least three statements here about the role of Ma'asim Tovim. Let's see if we can decode them slowly. Number one, Hashem wants you to live in this world. He wants a tree to be upright living in this world. You're the tree. Hashem wants you. He doesn't want to create angels. He wants you to be human beings. He wants you to live in this world. He wants you to behave in a way that recognizes and acknowledges, just like Hashem wants trees in the bank of the river. So with those Ma'asim Tovim, you are entrenching yourself in this world. You're not escaping. You're not ignoring people's needs. You're not insensitive. You're not indifferent to the way that people live their lives. So number one, Hashem wants the Ma'asim Tovim. He wants the tree to be anchored to this world. He wants you to live in this world. He doesn't want you to live in some other reality. So from the tree standpoint, it's important that it has roots because that's how Hashem envisions human experience. Number two, the roots don't just anchor the tree to the bank of the river. What else do the roots function as? What? Conduits. so that the water can flow from the river into the tree. So by maintaining the metaphor, essentially your Mas and Tovim are conduits for you to understand Torah. So this is an amazing, you know, we talked about yesterday the integration between Chachma and Yira. Chachma is the art, Yira are the tools. The tools of the artist, the blessed and desire, is integrating Torah and Mas and Tovim. If you learn Torah but you're not involved in Mas and Tovim, not just mitzvahs, but there are charetz, your understanding of Torah is limited. It's just an amazing concept. You think Torah is eternal, could be understood on its own, in a vacuum, independent of human affairs. Maybe, but not the Torah Hashem gave you and the way He wants you to understand Torah. So let's say I'm studying a strange Gemara in Chulin about, I don't know, Shechita, and I don't act properly the next day to my neighbors, in my world, I don't show respect to people. My understanding of Shechita is flawed. Not just that I'm morally flawed, I know a lot of Torah, but I'm just a morally troubling, dangerous person, a morally unfit person. I'm not drawing as much water as I can if my roots aren't that effective. It's an amazing concept. You want to assume this relationship. It's not just that Hashem wants you to live in this world to be anchored as a tree. He wants you to learn Torah. Derech Eretz is part of Talmud Torah. But then there's a third function to the roots, not just to anchor the tree, and not just to draw water and nutrients, but what else do the roots serve as? To anchor the land. Trees anchor the land. And you know, the areas which don't have trees, there's a lot of rainfall, Southern Asia, there's typhoons, there's mudslides and landfalls and land movements. The trees create an anchor in the land. And when waters come, the land can be shaped properly. So by maintaining the metaphor, your Mas and Tovim are necessary, not just that the tree will be anchored to the land from a tree standpoint, but that the tree will draw nutrients from the water, and that your Torah will be drawn to Mas and Tovim. Hashem wants you to contribute to this world. He wants the land to be steady. He wants this world. Your Mas and Tovim, you're a professional, you work, you contribute to this world, you're Osek B'Yeshuvah Shel Olam. Hashem didn't just place you onto this earth to study His Torah and to fulfill His mitzvahs, and to escape it, but to improve it for other people, to advance it, to... It's at the core of our belief that your avodas Hashem is also expressed by being a contributor to human prosperity and to enhancing our Kodesh Baruch Hu's world. So you see how a little metaphor can create a whole spectrum of meaning if you just think carefully about the metaphor. So again, Rabbi Chanina Mendelsa said that your maisim have to be merubah mechachmaso, or the derech eretz has to be merubah mechachmaso. Blessed Ben Azari said, I've got the exact metaphor that captures it. A tree by the water banks with deep roots. Your roots are Mas and Tovim. Mas and Tovim are your roots. Why are the roots so important? Why are Mas and Tovim so important? Either because it anchors the tree, and Hashem just wants you, He doesn't want Malachim, He wants people living on this earth. The tree is you, soaking up Torah, but living on this earth. Number two, because He wants you to study Torah through Derech Eretz. The roots are your access point to the water. That being a good, respectful person is involved in this world. Your understanding of Torah is deeper in ways that I couldn't have explained to you if you understood it. And then finally, because Hashem wants this world to be, He doesn't want the world to be a mudslide. He doesn't want the world to be a marble. He wants the world to be stable and steady. And the trees anchor the mud. The trees anchor the earth, not just anchor the tree. Okay? The roots anchor the earth. Okay? Have a great day, everyone.